This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Wednesday hump day, we are over halfway done with the week. Smile, put a huge smile on your face, and we have a big show, a wonderful show for you tonight. Not that any planning went into it, just gonna kind of wing it. No, seriously, here's what we have on tap for you tonight. Pete Hegseth was interrogated by a couple senators today. We're going to tie that into Joe Biden, China, the FBI, some of the stuff we talked about last night, and that's going to dominate the first hour, if not more. The Democrat Party has somehow reached another record low. You keep setting records. At some point, you're going to be at zero. We'll talk about that. Social Security is running out of money. Told you so. Supreme Court did us well. We'll get to a bunch of emails and bunker buster bombs and so much more coming up on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. So I'm going to play a couple things really quickly. And a lot of these things we're going to talk about are going to seem unrelated. Trust me, they are not. We're all going to the same place under the same concept. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth had to go testify in front of the Senate today. As you know, that's something that happens all the time. And you are aware, we do this too, you are aware when the opposing party's nominee gets in front of you that you've been presented as a senator or a member of the House with an opportunity. In that moment, you can either A, do what's best for your country, seek out information relevant to your country, relevant to their role, or B, you can do something that benefits you, that helps you send out a fundraising email, work your name ID up in the polls, get a little more popular, and surprise, surprise, 99% of politicians, Democrat and Republican, choose to serve themselves in this moment. But it is interesting why they asked Pete Hegseth constantly, it happened all day long, about the deployment of troops to protect ICE in American cities. And what they chose to focus on was lethal force. Hey, those Marines you sent into Los Angeles, they've got some big scary guns. You're not going to allow them to kill American citizens. You didn't authorize anything like that, right?
Have you given the order that they can use lethal force against honor? I want the answer to be no. Please tell me it's no. Have you given the order?
Senator, I'd be careful what you read in books and believing it, except for the Bible.
Oh, my God.
There was that. Quite enjoyable. There was Mazie Hirono, the dumbest person. I was going to say in the Senate, that might not be fair. She might be the dumbest person on earth.
You claim lethality is your top priority. Do you plan to unleash this lethal force against U.S. citizens and civilians in L.A. and other cities?
Well, Senator, I would reject most of the characterization of that statement, including lethality against U.S. cities, when National Guardsmen and Marines have conducted themselves with the utmost of professionalism, defending our federal agents, Americans, who deserve to be able to do their job to deport illegal immigrants after the previous administration allowed 21
my time.
Million illegals
to
cross our border.
To your
Let's shift gears on that. Chuck Schumer, in the wake of that Minnesota lawmaker and her husband being assassinated, Chuck Schumer said this.
The increase in violence, threats of violence against members, didn't happen by accident. It happened because of the coarseness of the debate, but beyond that, the kind of rhetoric that we hear some in the hard right use, which at least some people think gives them a permission structure to do very evil things.
Okay. One more, just one more. Eric Swalwell, he had this to say about the ICE agents.
I think when we win
the majority in the House, you're going to see enough Democrats make it a priority for ICE enforcement that they are no longer faceless. It looks too much like some 1800s bank robber or, you know, some KGB officer in Russia, you know, pulling protesters off the streets. And that part, it really bothers people that that's how they're conducting it. And so show us your face is going to be a part of, I think, you know, a Democratic enforcement policy in the future.
I'm going to talk about the FBI and China some more, and I'm going to talk about the biggest story going on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned, and frankly, as far as you're concerned. And the biggest story on planet Earth is not happening in Iran right now. It's not happening in Ukraine. It's not in Africa. The biggest story, as it pertains to danger to you and to me, is right here at home. And we talked about this a bit last night. China created fake driver's licenses in order to steal an election from Donald Trump. But wait, that's not the part of it that matters most. The part of it that matters most is the FBI found out about it and promptly destroyed the evidence so Joe Biden could win the election. Let me say something right now as we build on this that I've said many times before. The most dangerous thing happening on planet Earth is not North Korea, it's not radical jihad, it's not nuclear weapons. If you study history at all, you will know what I'm about to say is true, that the most dangerous thing happening on the planet is Western governments turning against their own citizens, taking all those guns, all that power, and aiming them inward. Picture a fort. Picture an old fort of some kind with a bunch of cannons and archers up on the walls. Now picture standing in the middle of that fort and watching as all the cannons are slowly turned inward. All the archers are turned inward, and now they're all aimed down at you. The largest story on planet Earth is not Israel and Iran. It is the fact that the Federal Bureau of Investigation either colluded with or in the very least decided to help out communist China to remove the duly elected president of the United States of America and install a puppet who would do their bidding. Nothing else comes close. Now, maybe you're wondering why I would play the Pete Hegseth interrogation audio. What is the Chuck Schumer audio? What does that stuff have to do with any of this? Allow me to explain, because this is how communists operate. Always. They have always operated this way. In East Germany, they were famous for it. Soviet Union, famous for it. Cambodia, China, right here in the United States of America. What communists do is they find a reason. They'll create one oftentimes, but they will find a reason that sounds legitimate that will allow them to use the force of government against their political opponents. They are always searching, sifting, creating, trying to find that justification. Headline: Biden administration targeted law-abiding citizens as domestic terrorists. What do you think January 6th was all about? Do you think they cared that a bunch of meemaws sauntered through the Capitol for 45 minutes? Those people don't give a crap about any of that stuff at all. They saw an opportunity to do what communists crave, an opportunity to take the FBI, which is supposed to be nonpartisan, the DOJ, which is supposed to be nonpartisan, and unleash all those guns on you. They're domestic political enemies. In every waking moment of a Democrat's life is spent trying to find new reasons why they have been oppressed. They are in dire straits. The threat is so great that they have no choice but to unleash the powers of government on their political opponents. They've done it time and time and time again, and don't think for a second just because Donald Trump is in charge that they're not doing it right now and that they won't do it again the second they get a chance to accelerate it in the future. That is going to be a central theme, and we will discuss all of it. The Hegseth audio, the FBI, China, the stakes of the game in just a moment. Before we discuss that, let's discuss Relief Factor. Getting rid of pain. We talk all the time, you know, there are fast solutions or there are real solutions. If you wake up every single day and your back hurts, you're wincing, you're doing the thing when you bend over, there's a fast solution. I know there is. You can go grab a pain pill bottle, no hammer those bad boys, and shoot, 15 minutes, half hour, you'd be better. You think that's good for your body? Or do you think maybe you should attack that pain in a way that's lasting? Maybe instead of masking it, you should go after the actual inflammation, the root of it. Relief Factor is 100% drug-free. You take it every day. It will build up in your system, and you will watch the pain that holds you back from doing the things you love. You will watch it slowly but surely disappear, and once it's gone, it's gone. Give it a try. Give it at least 3 weeks. Put down the bottle and try 3 weeks of it. 1-800-4-RELIEF or relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Wednesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Communists pretend as if they are in dire straits, as if they're being oppressed, as if you are doing terrible things to them, and they constantly build this world of make-believe up for a purpose. It's not just so they can emote. It's not just so they can be hysterical little ninnies running around like chickens with their heads cut off. It's so they can justify the extreme response that they really, really want. It's all building up. I want you to picture it this way. They're always building up a legal justification for doing something horrible. Here's a good example. Me, I hate my neighbor. I actually like all my neighbors, but let's pretend that I hate my neighbor. He lets his dog poop in my yard, and he does this over and over and over and over and over again. Well, I start thinking to myself, you know what? I want to kill him. I think I'm going to kill him, by the way. I'm not going to kill my neighbor. I'm going to go kill that guy. Well, there are legal problems. Turns out the legal system doesn't just let you kill your neighbor for dog poop. But you know what I'll do? I'll just go shoot him, and then I'll drag his body inside of the house, kick out the window on my front door, tell everybody he was breaking in. I had no choice. Sounds crazy, right? Sounds sick? That's exactly how communists operate at all times. At all times. Preemptively building up the case for them to do the terrible things to you. That's why that they actually want to do. Did you notice? Do you remember? Because we're about to make this about the FBI and Biden and the Democrat Party. Do you remember all the white supremacist talk, domestic terrorist talk? There's a lot of dangerous domestic terrorists out there, mostly white people, white supremacists, white people, white supremacists, domestic terrorists, over and over and over again, from Democrat to Democrat to FBI to FBI to FBI. What were they doing? Why were they doing it? Why did they decide on the exact same language at all times? They were preemptively justifying things like this. The Biden administration targeted law-abiding citizens as domestic terrorists. None of it was about fear of white supremacy or fear of domestic terrorism. All of it was preemptively justifying taking the FBI and aiming it at you. always preemptively justifying using government force against their political opponents. And that is so unbelievably dangerous. Think about it in this way. In my town, where I live, let's say we get a gang, bunch of young men, poor, criminal, violent, and they start a gang. And they're a dangerous gang. They kill people. They rob people. They deal drugs. They do all the things that gangs do. Okay, all right. That's bad. I think you'd admit that's bad, and it's dangerous. Of course, it is. Now, let me ask you, what's more dangerous? If there's a gang in my town that will kill, rob, and steal, or if the local police force becomes completely corrupt and they kill and rob and steal? If you have half a brain, you understand that the local police force turning evil is infinitely more frightening for the people who live in the community. Infinitely more frightening. Once the force of government, once the force of law turns evil and criminal, innocent people suffer in unimaginable ways. How many people listening to me right now spent time in federal prison for trumped up January 6th charges? Lots of them. I know they do. You may deny what I'm saying is true. Ask one of those people as you're locked in an 8x8 cell eating crappy food, trying to avoid getting shivved in the shower. Ask those people about the danger of what happens when your government takes all those government guns and turns them inside at you. This Joe Biden, FBI, China fake driver's license story is not big because of the Joe Biden aspect. It's not even big because of the Chinese aspect. The Joe Biden China FBI story is big because the Federal Bureau of Investigation found evidence that a foreign country was trying to bounce Donald Trump out of the presidency. They not only didn't run it down, they destroyed the evidence and then turned around and went to the American people and told the American people that Russia was trying to win the election for Donald Trump. That means 35,000 agents in the Federal Bureau of Investigation cannot be trusted. It means they've taken all their guns and all that power and they've aimed it at the right. And that can end you like that. And it can end you legally. Because they don't show up with gang tattoos in your driveway. They show up with FBI badges and warrants and handcuffs. And you say goodbye to your family for the rest of your life. That's what happens when the force of government gets corrupted by evil communists. And that's what they're always working towards. You saw a little sniff of what these people will do with power. A little sniff. They'll do worse the next time. Let's recap this Chinese story in Biden's presidency again next.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. So let's, again, we did a little bit of this last night. Let's recap this once again. 2019. Walk back with me. Let's do a little history, shall we? Not ancient history. Sorry, don't get your hopes up. It is January of 2019. Donald Trump is about to begin the final year of his presidency, and Donald Trump is going to get reelected. Let me explain that thinking. Sitting presidents with solid, stable economies get reelected virtually every single time. And that is not something that's right-wing thought or left-wing thought. That's just history. If you look at the history of the presidency, presidents get reelected most of the time anyway, but presidents that haven't had some sort of an economic collapse like Jimmy Carter, they always get reelected. And here you have President Donald Trump. He got elected, cut some taxes. What he really did to blow up the or to grow the economy, I mean, is he deregulated the crap out of it. He's a big deregulatory guy. It's what he does very, very well. He deregulated the economy. The economy was going gangbusters. This is January of 2019. And then something happened. We got a virus. It started with rumors and videos. A virus from China. What is it? COVID? I'd never heard of it before. Not only were we getting videos out of China, reports out of China, they're locking cities down. So many people are dying. They're burying the bodies. They're burning things. They're locking people in their apartments. We not only got a virus, found out about a virus, we found out how China was dealing with this virus. China was locking people down. And I know nobody reads anymore and nobody knows anything about history and nobody knows anything about how countries have handled viruses and plagues in the past. But allow me to inform you once again that the leadership of countries stopping economies of their countries is not common. Okay. Yes, parts of your economy will stop when there's a virus, but having a king, a president of anybody telling entire industries, stop, close your doors, you don't get to open, you lock down, you lose your restaurant, that is bonkers. Yet we got two things from China during COVID. We got a virus and we got guidance on how to deal with it. And a bunch of scientists and doctors with mysterious ties to China, Anthony Fauci, they started pouring lies into Donald Trump's ears. And no, he doesn't get to walk away from all the blame of it. He listened and he agreed. Hey, Mr. President, you know what we should do? We should definitely shut down America, close all the schools, close every business. Hey, don't worry, Mr. President, just 15 days. All we need is 15 days. And then we got that disastrous press conference. Very smart people put this together. 15 days to slow the spread. And what do you know? That wonderful economy that was going to get Donald Trump elected started to go downhill. Wild how all that worked out. Now combine that with this. Joe Biden was running against Donald Trump. Joe Biden historically has spent a lot of time in China. We already went over last night his son's business trip to China when he was vice president. Remember how often Joe Biden talked about, well, I mean, remember all this stuff?
Fact is that I have met with Xi Jinping more than any other world leader has. I've had over 68 hours of private meetings, he and I, with simultaneous interpreters. I spent a lot of time with Xi Jinping when I was vice president and subsequent to that. And he once asked me in the Tibetan Plateau, could I define America for him? And I mean it sincerely, not a joke. I said, yes, one word, possibilities.
I've allegedly met more face-to-face with Xi Jinping than any world leader has.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was in the foothills of the Himalayas with Xi Jinping.
Spent a lot of time over there. Spent a lot of time with Xi Jinping. And you had this anti-China president, Donald Trump, with an economy that was roaring, was going to get reelected. And would you look at that? We got a virus and guidance on how to handle the virus from China. At the same time, China created a plot to make fake driver's licenses so people could vote, so more people could vote illegally for Joe Biden. Okay. Now let's go to after the election. How did all this stuff work out for China? You know what? Let's just focus on the money aspect of it economically. You know where those solar panels are made? Do you know where they're made? You know who benefits when you buy those stupid solar panels? Anyway, here's how the Biden presidency handled it.
We know, you know. We have got to still reckon with the impact of climate change. That clean energy transition is not just coming, it is here,
There is no amount of domestic production that we can do when we're dealing with a volatile global commodity where the price is set globally. There's no amount of domestic production we can do to reduce or eliminate our vulnerability as a country to that volatility. The only way to do that is to reduce the energy intensity of the economy overall, which means shifting to cleaner sources of energy.
It is just not tenable. It should motivate us to accelerate the transition to clean energy.
The Biden presidency immediately started shoveling vast quantities of your money over to China just as soon as they stole an election. Oh, this was Janet Yellen.
We are not attempting to decouple from China. We have a deep economic relationship, and that kind of competition, trade and investment, mm-hmm. is beneficial to both sides.
Interesting. And then Jewish producer Chris just put up an article. Thanks for this reminder. I forgot about this, from the Economic Times headline. Chinese kill switches found in equipment at U.S. solar farms trigger national security fears. What are they? I'm going to move off this because this is now twice I've ranted on it in two nights. But did the Federal Bureau of Investigation conspire with the Communist Chinese and the Communist Democrat Party to remove Donald Trump from office? Was COVID and the subsequent lockdowns that destroyed Donald Trump's economy, were they part of this entire plot? Look, I don't know the answers to every one of these questions. I don't know how pervasive the driver's license thing was. I don't know a lot of things, but the things I just laid out, I do know. They're things that I can see, things that I can hear. Again, I'm not focused on the Biden aspect of that. We can't recap that. We can't undo it. It's been done. I'm not even focused on the Chinese aspect of it. China is our enemy. They view themselves as our enemy. They are trying to supplant us as number one in the world. I get it. They're going to get involved in our elections. I get it. I get it. I don't celebrate it, but it happens. I get it. My concern is domestic. My concern is the Hoover Building. Because the Federal Bureau of Investigation can destroy your life. They can destroy my life. And they will. It's full of evil, malevolent people who will do things like keep Garrett O'Boyle out of work for over 900 days, suspended without pay. They won't even fire him so he can earn a living. That's how evil the demons are who work in that building. Did they conspire with communist China and install Joe Biden to destroy our country? That's a bigger story than anything else going on the planet. Nothing else is a close second. Period. Let's move on through some emails before we do those emails. Let's save a baby's life. That's fairly important too. I think you'd agree. Unborn babies have nobody who will protect them, just their mom. It's all about mom. So when mom decides to kill it, that baby's done. Unless you step in and save it. Not by screaming at mom, slapping handcuffs on her. The real, real weapon we have in the war against abortion is ultrasound. It's the greatest tool the pro-life right has ever received. And you can give a free ultrasound to a woman who's about to abort her baby. And when you do that, they choose life almost every time. How do you kill it once you've heard its heartbeat? Now your mom. They flip a switch usually. Now the baby is there. Everything. You can do that for $28 that you can deduct on your friggin' taxes. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. We'll be back.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday. Remember, you can email us jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Remember, they're always trying to preemptively justify whatever horrible thing they have planned. That's why they're asking Pete Hegseth about lethal force of the Marines. That's why they called you a white supremacist domestic terrorist for 4 years. That's why they're blaming violence violence committed by left-wingers on hard right rhetoric. All of it is designed to justify whatever horrible thing they have planned. As we've discussed many times before, when Stalin would unleash the NKVD on a particular Russian area, and they'd gather people up and shoot them in the face and send them to the gulags, every time they would put out public information, this area is full of spies, the Poles, saboteurs. They were trying to take down Mother Russia. We had no choice. The American Democrat Party operates the same way. And I know I repeat myself, but so does the FBI. Jesse, maybe I'm naive. Okay, this one's about Iran. Jesse, maybe I'm naive, but if we only flew a couple missions with bunker busters on Iran's nuclear sites, I would be okay with it. But that is a red line for me. We always get involved with boots on the ground, but our government will not let them win. We lose lives and minds and limbs and so on and so forth. The GWAT guys and their families paid a heavy price for nothing, and it cannot be allowed to happen again. Okay, so I guess we'll touch on this since you emailed about it. What does the American public think? What's the American public okay with? What's going on with all this? Well, for one, Trump said this today.
We're looking for a long time. Yeah. We're looking. I only want one thing. Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. Right. That's it. I'm not looking long-term, short-term. And I've been saying that for 20 years. I've been saying it as a civilian who got a lot of publicity. People would cover it. Very simply, Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon.
Trump's position is, I don't want a long-term war, but we can't have a ceasefire. Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. Okay. How does the American public think about all this? They agree.
And overall, I feel like there's more support for Donald Trump's positions than is comically acknowledged. Oppose Iran getting a nuclear weapon. I mean, look at this. 79% of adults agree on that. They agree with Donald Trump. Iran cannot get a nuclear weapon. 83% of Republicans, 79% of independents, 79% of Democrats. When you get 79% of Democrats and 83% of Republicans agreeing on anything, you know that that position is the very clear majority in this country.
Okay. And there's this.
Iran's trying to make a nuclear weapon. Look at this. Overall, you get the slight plurality. I mean, it's within the margin of error, but the slight plurality of Americans actually favor U.S. airstrikes compared to 47% opposing it. Now, here's the other nugget I'll note, right? There's been a lot of talk online and on.
Now, let me throw a monkey wrench in this. Not trying to play devil's advocate here. Just thinking out loud. Stay with me. The American people don't want Iran to have a nuclear weapon. That's a very understandable desire. Israel doesn't want Iran to have a nuclear weapon. That may be the most understandable desire in the world, being as how Iran threatens to wipe them off the map all the freaking time. All this stuff is very, very understandable. Now, there's telling the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. You know that thing they make you swear before you give testimony in court? Okay. What if I went home and I put it up to a vote for my sons that we're going to Chuck E. Cheese? Hey, boys, Chuck E. Cheese today? Video games? Full pizza buffet? You want to go to Chuck E. Cheese? What do you think the poll numbers would be in my house for going to Chuck E. Cheese? They'd probably be very high. That'd probably be 100% approval. Now, what if when we get to Chuck E. Cheese, they get to play arcade games for 15 minutes, and then they find out I sign them up for 2 hours of cleaning the bathroom. There's how things are sold, and there's how things really are. Let me ask you. I'm really genuinely asking. Let me ask you. We're just going to step in. We're going to drop a bunker buster bomb, take out a nuclear site. Okay? That's not what Israel wants. Israel has been very vocal. Netanyahu laid it out. I played it for you on the show. They want a regime change. Netanyahu flat out called for the people to rise up and take out their government. Okay? Again, understandable. I got all that. Do you think, set aside your emotions, I don't care what you're typing me right now. I don't care. Do you think that we are going to just drop a couple bombs, take out a nuclear site, Israel, perhaps with our aid or not, Israel is going to create a rebellion inside of Iran that's going to take out their leadership, and we're just going to sail home? Hey, guys, thanks, Israel. You got it. Going to sail home? Israel, country of 8 million people, is going to govern a 90 million person Iran? Look, and I'm not saying that smart people aren't thinking about this. I'm not even taking really, because I've said many times before, I know it's a very complicated issue, but have you thought this through? You believe we're just going to drop a bunker buster bomb and turn the old ships around and back to Virginia? It's beer night, boys. Glad to be back home. Really? That's interesting. I just have a hard time seeing that. Think we're going to drop a couple bombs and then turn to Netanyahu and say, hey, Ben, it's your show. We got bigger fish to fry. We don't want to be involved here. Is that how you think that's going to go? Just saying. I know, Chris, I know you hate when I'm right. I'm just asking. I'm not telling you to oppose it. I'm telling you to think. I'm telling you to think. And it's very, very hard to think when you see a bad guy getting what's coming to him. When you're looking at Gaddafi get brutally tortured and knifed to death. I wouldn't recommend looking up that video, by the way. But when you're looking at Gaddafi getting his, it's easy to say, yeah, look at that scumbag, oppressed his people. Get him! Yeah, they have open slave markets in Libya now. Just, hey, history's a fascinating thing, isn't it? That's why I tell you about Hillsdale College. If we study history, if we study the way things have worked, we oftentimes know what's coming in the future. Hillsdale has more than 40 online courses for free. May I recommend, as I have many times before, the rise and fall of the Roman Republic, this period of time in Rome where they were led not by a king, not by an emperor, but by a Senate. And then the Senate became evil and corrupt. Mass importation of foreigners. Not that that would ever happen here. The country devolved into a civil war. There, that brought them tyranny. Would you want to learn about that? I would recommend it for free. There's no cost. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse is where you go to learn about that for free. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. All right, let's touch on, just briefly, your suspicions around this assassin in Minnesota. Next.
This is an iHeart podcast.